So just give you a sense as to where the judicial branch fits in the overall state budget. We haven't updated these based on the most recent budget act, but the numbers are still in the same context. Over the overall state budget of approximately $145 billion, the judicial branch is a little over $3 billion, represents 2.1% of the state budget. That's when you talk about all funds, because we have more, and we'll talk about it later. There's more than just, say, the general fund or the trial court trust fund. We have a number of funds that fund the branch, including our construction program. But 2%, you know, it's not a lot. And at the beginning of 7-8, it was about 2.2%. So in terms of total budget and our share of the state budget, we've been in that 2% range. And then this is an important point, is the what share of the state general fund has the branch been as of the governor's budget? And it was 1%. Basically, the point that has been made is that for every dollar of general fund resources we have, the branch gets one cent of that. That's really not that much. And there's been some issues where we've, in our advocacy discussions, we've talked about the fact that the National Center did a survey, and they see that about 2% of state general fund resources are dedicated to their judicial system. So we're half of that number that we were seeing statewide. So it's important. It just shows sort of the lack of general fund investment in the branch as a share of overall state general fund expenditures. We used to be at a higher number. We used to be around 2%. And that has declined in large part because of the budget cuts. But the reason that our 2% overall state share is not declined is because what have we done? We found ways to backfill cuts. And so the budget working group in the past was working to divert construction funds. We were increasing fees. There were a number of things, diverting internal resources from projects like our case management system to address the budget cut. So while the general fund has gone down, we have found ways to try and mitigate, not entirely, the budget cuts that we've faced. So then in terms of context for the branch, the trial courts represent lion's share, as you all well know, of the total state branch budget. Almost 80% of all the branch's resources go to the trial courts. Courts of Appeals, about $200 million. The Supreme Court's $50 million. The Council and AOC are at about $150 million. And then the remainder is for our construction fund and Habeas Corpus Resource Center. So in terms of how the state is budgets for the branch is that you have individual appropriations for the Supreme Court, so to speak, their credit limit, how much we can spend. The Supreme Court, Courts of Appeal, AOC, HCRC, and the Judicial Branch Facility Program are established. They're set amounts, and that's what the allocation is to those entities, and there's not a judicial council process per se to define how those funds are spent. But when you get to the trial courts, there's an amount at the very high level that's trial court operations. And then it's the responsibility of counsel through the work of the Budget Advisory Committee on how to allocate those dollars to each individual trial court. And so we're going to talk a little bit about that process. But as, like I said, you can see that the trial courts are the lion's share of the resources coming out of the branch. So then what is our authorities? We have the legislature appropriating the funding based on, in part, what the governor's budget was proposed and the council allocates. We've discussed that, and that's what we'll be doing today. We'll be recommending allocations to the council for their consideration in the July meeting. Wanted to sort of raise an issue that's been coming up over the last several years, and it's what has been the independence of the judiciary relative to its budget. We've had increased reporting, decreased flexibility in our budget. We used to have more ability to move money around within the branch. We used to have something called the state appropriations limit funding adjustment. It was an amount that was provided to the branch over three fiscal years. We got automatic increases as the economy turned. We lost those increases and started to get cuts. So while courts were planning on, you know, multi-year expenditure plans of some sort of rising level, when the economy turned, we still had paths on increasing expenditures, and yet revenues to the branch were declining. So puts us in a really tough position when you had made commitments, say, in a bargaining of multi-year plans, and yet all of a sudden the funding stopped, and not only did it not remain flat, it actually declined. So it's clearly put trial courts in a difficult position in managing all of those responsibilities. We've increased audits. As you know, we've had issues with the Bureau of State Audits auditing for compliance of our contracts and, in fact, the imposition of the judicial branch contracting law. That all came through the budget, so it's somewhat strange why you think an audit process is happening in budget. But the legislature has seen the budget as an opportunity to sort of impose new policy issues upon the branch, be it the public information requests, the audits, and in fact, just most recently, we've had this discussion of the Open Meetings Act. So budget has had not only just the numbers, the dollars, but has also had some significant policy issues. And then recently, we've seen the Department of Finance take a much heightened role in the affairs of the branch. In particular, there was their proposal of last year for the 1% fund balance. This was sort of an out of the blue, not really expecting to see some sort of major policy proposal come out of the administration, the May revision for the 12-13 fiscal year. And that's going to have major implications, as we all know, for the fiscal affairs of the trial court. So, on the one hand, it sort of was unexpected to have the Department of Finance become more active, but I think we now have to find a way strategically to work with the executive branch and the governor's office, not just the legislative partners, on how we manage budget affairs. So with the additional reporting and all of the restrictions, we see difficulty in managing funds locally. It was not just at a state level, but we've talked about the fact that fund balances have been restricted to 1%. And so that's going to have a serious implication on your operations. We think that it is an issue that we're going to be fighting for to get some relief from. We think that it doesn't seem appropriate that you have to come back to the state for any funding beyond your normal operations. We don't have the resources at the trial court trust fund level to sort of fund all of the needs of the trial courts, be it IT. I know everybody's been concerned about that. There's security and whatnot. We'll talk about budget change proposals later on, but it really puts a hamper on each trial court's ability to manage its fiscal affairs when we've had the 1% fund balance.